Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me in this episode 859 of Ask Pat. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from John, so let's not wait any longer. Let's get right to it. Here's John's question.
Hi, Pat. I got a quite popular website with millions of monthly visitors. Recently, I started a YouTube channel, which is unrelated to my website. I intend to grow it as a separate project. However, I am tempted to use my website as a way to promote my new YouTube channel. Both the website and the YouTube channel are related to the same type of category, so there should be a nice overlap between audiences. I'm afraid, though, that it might possibly hurt my website somehow. I have created a great reputation in my niche through my website, and on YouTube, I am a complete newbie. Do you think that I should keep them separated, or should I use the website to promote my YouTube channel? By promoting, I mean I could tweet about it and maybe write about it on the website on the About page. Thank you so much for taking the time, and have a good day.
Hey, John, what's up? Thank you so much for this question. 100% totally okay to do, especially because you said they are related. There's no way that I see possible that it would hurt unless you were actually contradicting yourself in your YouTube channel versus what you say on your website. So yes, 100% totally okay. This is the advantage you have once you start to build a large audience. You can launch these other projects. And yes, there are some people who aren't going to really care for it, but that's okay. You're already serving them on that website, and you're likely to keep those people. You're going to. However, there will be some people who will want to know what's going on YouTube, and it'll help you launch your YouTube channel much faster. It'll help you have an audience there already, and a lot of your existing subscribers on your website could actually pull even more subscribers from your website in. You know, you're going to get those early adopters who are going to be those evangelists and just really love what you do. And if you offer opportunities for those people to comment on your website, it can help that happen much faster too. I would say, however, make sure that when you mention the YouTube channel, you are always considering how this can, you know, offer a lesson or how this is related to your readers. And the more that you can convince them that, you know, there's other valuable content there, the better it will be. You may even want to do a formal announcement about it too, just to kind of kick it off and share with people and get that initial reaction just to see what happens. Because, I mean, I could see in some rare cases where you do this and then people are like, what are you doing? Like, why are you doing this? But what that would do is that it gives you a sounding board and a place to sort of test it. You know, the reaction, at least in terms of what it's like to mention it on the other platform. But it'll also give you an opportunity to address any issues that people have and, you know, any comments that come through where people are questioning this move. I mean, it'll allow you to start thinking about these in a controlled environment versus, you know, just doing it kind of in a very casual way. I would make a huge deal about it in a single post. This is your website. You could do whatever you want. This is your YouTube channel. You could do with whatever you want. But making a formal big announcement about this is going to help you get the most subscribers, the most noise, and the most views on in a short time period. And plus, like I said, help your audience have a chance to sort of absorb what's happening and offer a chance to respond in one way or another. So that's how I would go about it, John. Just do it. It's going to be awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. This was a short episode, but a very powerful one. And I'm thankful that you came over to Ask Pat to ask a question. So, John, I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for everybody else out there who has a question, all you have to do is go to askpat.com. You can ask right there as well. And like I said, I offer a t-shirt for everybody who gets their question featured here on the show. We're approaching 1,000. So imagine 1,000 Ask Pat shirts that have been out there provided for by me. I mean, this is something I love to offer to you. So askpat.com. Ask your questions, please. And to finish off today's episode, we have a quote today from Mark Twain. And that quote is, courage is resistance to fear, mastery of fear, not absence of fear. I love that. Thank you, Mark Twain. Thank you, John. And for those of you who are listening to this, remember, Ask Pat Live happens every Friday, or most Fridays, unless I'm out on vacation or something. But Friday, 1:30 p.m. Pacific, on my Facebook page. Head on over to facebook.com/smartpassiveincome. I'll see you there on Fridays. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.